was already wasted.
Thankfully not us.
You guys.
That would make this a lot harder.
I think I'm already feeling these gummies. Those are gummy bears, dude. Those are Haribo.
Oh no, the sugar-free ones?
Those are Haribo.
You've read those reviews, right?
The Albanese, yes. I want to say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how they just ruined so many people's nights.
Uh-huh. But, you know, honestly, I can't think of a person among us who hasn't at one time or another needed a tried and true...
Mm-hmm. Cleanse.
Get things moving.
Yeah.
Sort of remedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd agree.
Hello and welcome to the IFAF Live New Year's Eve episode.
Always happy to be here to say hi to our friends and neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of friends and neighbors, this particular episode is dedicated to Val. She's the daughter of our good friend Caitlin. Currently, she's going through some really difficult medical issues, and they're just kind of trying to figure out what's going on and how to help her best. But because of that, they have to go down to Utah all the freaking time, and it's gotten very expensive. So if you want to donate to that, there are links in the description for it.
Yes, there's a GoFundMe link that tells more of the story better than we can because it's straight from Caitlin. And there's a direct Venmo link to, because I know, you know, sometimes you want to use the platform you want to use.
Right, right.
So both of them are linked on Facebook and on YouTube. And to help out Caitlin, we can certainly vouch for her and the cause. And I guess I just saw an update from Caitlin. You probably saw it too.
I didn't get to read it all, but yeah, I did see it.
They found the right kind of pain meds. I guess the right combination of pain meds.
Right.
So Val isn't suffering as much.
I know. It's so sad. And she's just a little kid too.
She is.
You know, and she's so sweet and so cute. It just breaks my heart that she's having a hard time.
Well, and you see a kid like that and... who's staying positive and like they don't, how to say, you almost want to think, gosh, they don't know how much they're suffering.
Right.
But they're, you know, like sometimes people just, they have no choice. Can you hear these popping off through our microphones? I don't know if you can.
Maybe not through the microphone, but I can hear them.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for my mom's dogs. They hate fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Although her oldest dog, Floyd, is now apparently old enough that she doesn't really hear them anymore.
Oh.
So kind of sad because she's getting old, but kind of good because now she's not so scared.
And shout out to, where did we get the cookies for Bagangsta here? Carly's Chihuahua Rango, shout out to 710 Spectrum.
That's it, yep.
I believe we made them IFAF one week.
Yes, I think that was during the 4th of July week when they had that really hilarious and great float.
Yes.
Very informative float.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool.
Anyway, they have these little CBD doggy cookies.
Oh, yeah. And they rock so much. They mellow this little dude out, and he's a Chihuahua, so it takes a lot.
Do you still have the bag?
Oh, yeah. I've still got the bag, and I think I've still got a couple more in there. Should I go grab it?
I think we can give credit to the maker of that.
Yes, I think it's Susie's CBD Hearts. We're going to find out.
Sweet. All right. Yeah. Oh, if you... All right. Yeah, sweet. Why not? Okay. So, yes, we know that you can't really explain... 4th of July, New Year's Eve. What else do we have fireworks? Chinese New Year?
Yeah, sometimes.
Although I have no idea when that is.
Well, it's because it changes every year.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Is it one of those floating?
I think so.
Okay.
Because it's like based on the lunar cycle.
All right.
Pretty sure. I don't know. I never celebrate it.
All I know is I'm a rat.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a pig.
Oh, are you?
Or a boar.
Oh, great.
Which explains my midnight snacking habits.
Do they have any cool animals? Is anybody a cool animal?
Oh, there's
animal?
Like a dragon and a tiger.
Well, shit.
There are so many cool ones. Yeah.
Rat, mouse, cockroach. Hello, Caitlin. Hello, Natalie. Oh,
hey, guys.
Thanks
nice
for
to
being
see
here. Caitlin, we just so you know, we're dedicating this episode to you and Val's fundraiser. We already gave out the GoFundMe links and Venmo links and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, all right, for the pets that don't like the fireworks, Natalie, I know you've got a couple of adorable dogs.
Oh, her dogs. Like, I don't think they're afraid of anything.
Oh, really?
Well, no, because, like, they're so well protected. Like, I don't think they've ever had to fight for anything in their lives, you know? So I don't think that they're aware that there is a negativity in the world because they just have such a charmed life.
But they do hear the loud booms, I'm sure.
That's true. That's
just like
true.
People in Rigby. What's that?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, call the cops.
Yeah, lately
alert the news.
Lately my cats have been making more noise at night.
Damn teenagers.
So I had to get rid of their old scratching post because it was just beat to hell. Mm-hmm. And so they've been looking for new things to scratch on. And so there have been so many times in the middle of the night when they'll knock something over, like make a noise, and I have to be like, what are you doing? And I kind of feel like a dog freaking out about fireworks because like it'll shoot me right out of bed, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rango did that the other day. I was dog sitting. Mm-hmm. I think I was editing a podcast or something.
And Sunday?
I heard a hat.
Uh-huh.
And it almost sounded like plastic hitting plastic or something. It didn't sound like it was a... I made it by clearing my throat. And that's come to find out that's what Rango was doing.
Uh-huh.
But the first couple times, I was like, what the hell is that sound?
Yeah, he kind of makes a lot of old man noises sometimes.
Yeah. Just sit in your chair and...
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do old men do that? Okay, so who made these cookies?
Oh, so these are Susie's CBD hearts.
Okay. Hold it a little closer. I'll direct you.
How's that?
All right, turn it a little bit because there's a glare. Oh, that's perfect.
These are the peanut butter ones.
Maybe rotate them a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So plug to Susie's CBD hearts.
Yeah, and I do feel like they have helped a lot because he's just a teeny tiny little guy. I only have to give him half of a heart, and that'll mellow him right out, and he'll conk out for the rest of the night. It's actually kind of nice. Mm-hmm. You know, the Rango really doesn't mind fireworks too much. Hmm. Like, when he was a little puppy, I actually had him with me in my lap as I watched fireworks, and he did not care.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Which is funny because, like, now if the fire alarm goes off, he'll shake and shiver about that.
Right.
Yeah, but fireworks he doesn't care about.
Natalie says her dogs are little a-holes.
Well, yeah, we know. It's because you spoil them. Absolutely rotten. But they're cute, so it's fine. That's all that really matters, right?
Right.
I love her dogs.
What are their names again? I forget.
Lily and Lisey.
That's it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not Liesel.
No, Lisey.
That's a Sound of Music. That's a Von Trapp family singer.
Yes. Yeah, little Liesel.
Is she the one that's 16 going on 17?
No. Liesel's the youngest one.
Oh, she's the, I'll feed her sing tonight.
Yeah.
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 That one.
Yeah, she does the little slow bridge in that.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's Liesel. I think I could be wrong. Maybe I am. I don't think so, though. I'm usually pretty good at that stuff.
I know, it tracks. That sounds right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hope you're enjoying the week between Christmas and New Year's, because it is a godless, lawless time.
I know.
INL workers are on, don't tell me, they're on concubines. No, they're on.
I don't think you can say that on YouTube.
Catastrophic time. No, they're on reconnaissance. Nope.
Recovery?
No. What's it called?
Reconciliation?
Any INL workers, they're commissary, there's a name for it. But they get a couple of weeks off at the end of the year.
That's nice.
Some of them, however, go back this Friday.
Oh, that's rough.
Right?
That kind of sucks. Although, if you have to go back, it's kind of nice to dip your toe in before jumping in the pool.
I suppose so.
You know, you only have to work one day and then you get a weekend immediately after that.
Yeah.
That doesn't suck as bad. You know?
Coming in commissary time. No, that's not it either. Recumbent. No.
As soon as we get off the live stream, you're going to remember it.
Yeah. Natalie slept a lot this week. And so have you.
I have. Well, kind of. I've slept a lot during the day.
Yeah.
And been up all night for no freaking reason, which has been really dumb.
Party animal.
I am. I'm such a party animal as I stare at my phone in the dark.
Can I have a sip of your
rum? Oh, yeah. Go for it. Yeah. Lately, I've been catching myself doing a lot of online shopping. Specifically, I've been looking for, I want to get myself a nice dress for my birthday.
Okay.
And there's this one brand that I really like called Lace Made that I've been looking into. And they've got a couple that are just really, really pretty.
Your birthday month starts tomorrow.
That's true.
January 1st. 2026.
I know. Isn't that crazy? I know. What are you going to do for me?
Everything. Anything and everything, right?
I guess you're making dinner every night this week.
Yeah.
Every night this month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not to flex or anything, but you know who's been living his best life?
Who?
This week. Oh, curtailment.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Natty.
Thank goodness right. Someone knows what you're talking about.
I believe, right? You've got a family member that works for, yeah. Okay. Curtailment. Why? Recumbent? What kind of dumbass am I?
You're a silly goose. It's okay.
Happy New Year. Hey, Wendy!
Have you seen any messages on the YouTube?
I have not.
Okay. Then I'm just going to assume that I don't know how to read this.
Okay. Yeah, we want to make sure we say hi to everybody.
Yes.
Where was I going with that birthday? You know who's been living his best life this Christmas vacation?
Who?
Your dog.
Oh, yeah, he has. That's true.
He's had prime rib.
Mm-hmm.
He's had Wagyu.
Mm-hmm. He's had a ton of those little CBD hearts.
Mm-hmm.
He went through those awfully, awfully quick.
Yes.
Yeah, but he's been having a really good time. It's been nice.
Yeah.
He's had a little fondue with us, too.
Mm-hmm.
He did really love that.
Where did you get that spinach artichoke cheese?
Oh, I got it from Winco, dude.
She puts it in her little fondue
pot
thing.
Yeah.
Fondue voodoo vat.
It's a fondue pot.
Mysterious things. All right, that's what it is.
Yeah.
But then you put mysterious things in it with, so the cheese.
I put a little bit of butter and a little bit of cream in it.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And then this spinach artichoke cheese, and I couldn't stop.
It was so good, huh?
I think I've gained, like, I was up, like, at one point, 15 pounds.
Oh, wow. We have been doing a lot of fondue nights.
Yeah.
Although, I think that they're not that unhealthy, because we eat a lot of veggies with it, so.
Yeah.
It could be worse. It's just a hot charcuterie.
Do you already have something like healthy? I've got something healthy that I'm going into the new year with.
Oh, yeah? What are you doing? Yeah.
All right. I'm doing a shot. It's not what you think.
Okay.
Okay. Start every morning with a shot.
I know some folks who do that.
Right, yeah.
They make me worry.
Anything to stop the shakes.
Yeah. Well, and I think one of the U.S. presidents did that too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There's this one guy on the YouTubes that does like, he eats like a president. He eats like the president for a day and he'll eat like different presidents and stuff. And I remember there was one that started their day with a shot.
Well, the queen,
mm-hmm.
The one that just lived an extremely long life and had an extremely long reign.
Right.
Just recently passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And let, not William, right? No, Charles.
Yes.
King Charles have a turn for a few years.
Yeah.
May he live alone. May he be buried in a casket made from 100-year-old oaks that are planted tomorrow.
Yep.
Or whatever.
Meh.
But.
Meh.
Elizabeth, like, started drinking with lunch. She had a couple of, I don't know, giblets, gimlets, whatever those things are called.
Yeah.
Some champagne or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, funny.
Or was it with her morning tea? But anyway, yeah, she had a couple of responsible drinks. So like, afternoon, she was buzzed.
That's funny. I love that.
Right?
Well, but also, like, you know, I think that there are lots of people who would attribute that to, like, would attribute her health to that, but like realistically she was able to do that because she had the best medical care in the country.
Yeah.
You know,
right?
She wasn't healthy because of that. She was healthy in spite of that.
Real quick, and I'm betting it's Don Jarrett mornings on 96.1 and 102 on The Wolf.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Our other friend John Radford postulated, what should we, Boise's got their potato drop.
Right.
You notice their whole image for this IFAF live event tonight, New Year's Eve, is it looks like a potato drop and it mimics the fake clock on my shirt, the countdown clock. But John Radford, we stood in line with him.
Right. Yes.
At
we
the
talked
thing.
About golf.
Yes. Talked
yes.
about golf.
Mm-hmm.
We've had his really long, detailed, intelligent comments about things.
Yeah. Zoning and housing and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the past on our show. Anyway, he asked, what kind of drop should we have? And Don said, from The Wolf, said, tater tot drop. Yes.
Tater tot would, yeah, that'd be good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, or honestly, a duck, because of all the ducks that sit on the river.
Yeah.
I think that'd be kind of cool.
Canadian goose.
Yeah.
I suggested a lip gloss from Poppy and Pout.
Oh, I like that. That's a good one.
Drop it on the top of the West Bank Tower.
Yeah.
From the highest point in the city so people can see it.
That's cool.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
That'd be really cool, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
What else is Idaho Falls? I was trying to think of, like, I don't know, Melaleuca Renew Lotion.
Yeah.
Or something.
The water tower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could drop something from, you could drop the water tower from the top of the West Bank.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to drop the water tower later this year, though, so maybe that would get a little confusing.
January 5th?
Oh, I really? Think? That soon?
That soon. That's...
I thought you said July.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
January 5th.
January. Okay, wow.
It's coming down.
Oh, that's sad.
And you can double check me on that, but I'm pretty sure.
I'll trust you.
I'm 100% pretty sure.
That's funny.
Yeah, but, right?
But yeah, seriously, though, that's kind of crazy to think of. Man, so soon. But I guess it makes sense because now the new water tower's up and running. It's got its lights. It's going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is it going? Are we getting water from that?
Gosh, I would think so. I would think that they would do the decorative lights last.
Well, because I didn't notice that announcement. Are we? Have they switched?
I mean, I would hope so.
I would think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't remember seeing an official city announcement about it. The city announcement I did see today saying we're going to blow this thing up January 5th. Not really, but like they're going to get ready for it.
Right. No, but I would think that they wouldn't take the old one down until they'd already swapped over to the new one and made sure it was working just fine.
Exactly.
I mean, that would be stupid.
Right.
If you didn't, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine if they like hadn't done that and they're like, oh crap, they have a good point. We should probably test that first. They postpone it by a couple of months.
Hey guys, stop everything. The IFAF guys have a really good point. Don says, or let's get together at the Mac and drop the puck.
Oh, there you go.
I love it, bro.
That's fun.
I love it.
Yeah. Especially because according to the rest of the world, we're so well known for our hockey.
Right.
Yeah.
According to the Hallmark Channel Christmas movie, Checking It Twice.
Right.
We're big fans of the flying trout.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting trout?
Fighting trout.
I always get it wrong.
It's all right. It's a made-up hockey team.
So, right.
You don't have to get it right.
So this shot that I'm doing every day.
Yes.
This is my new habit I'm getting into, and I've got a couple 3 days head start.
Uh-huh.
So I've been following the Brian Johnson guy, Brian with a Y.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy that has the website Don't Die.
Yeah, he's like trying to figure out how to stay forever young.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
And honestly, he thinks we'll have the, because I guess one thing that he just said, he's just fascinating to follow. He's like a millionaire. He made his million selling like Venmo or what became Venmo.
Interesting, okay.
Or something, 300 million.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he's like, so he's sitting around probably, what's my next move, in his bathrobe, whatever. And it, yeah, you need some
so
Red Bull.
Sorry.
If you're going to yawn, like, what are you doing?
It's not even close to midnight. How am I going to be
Is
up for the
me?
Ball drop?
Yeah.
No, it's not you. It's just, yeah, no, I just slept crappy last night.
Did you realize? I'm so sorry.
I know. I have been a lot lately. It's my own fault.
You know, I have 100 milligram caffeine pills laced with or stacked with. Laced sounds
yeah,
so
that
seedy.
Sounds bad.
Stacked with L-theanine, which is a sort of amino acid that helps reduce the jitter. It's a nootropic stack, basically.
Okay.
But they're really good. But I don't know if I'd take one at 9 p.m.
Yeah, no.
It's okay. You might just have to tough it.
Yeah, I think I am. I think that's exactly what I'll do.
So this Brian guy and my friend, I was telling my friend about this today. What's up, Ben? Had a great lunch at Timeless Tap House.
Oh.
Formerly Bardoza's Tap House.
Oh, okay.
First time I've tried them. They've been Timeless for a minute.
Is it still the same owner? And
no.
They just changed the name?
You know that mural on D Street?
Yes.
Painted by Jesse Bardoza.
Right.
We found out. We featured as our Facebook cover photo for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
John Radford. We were just talking about you. Are your ears burning?
That's so funny.
He's missing us at ABBA. You have a great time. Colonial Theater, right, tonight?
That looks so fun.
There's a few things going on.
Yeah, I did kind of want to go to that, but we had this to do. I also really want to do that masquerade, because I love me a masquerade. But
Heads and Tails has got that
$100.
Hunt it if you're a baller.
Yeah, right.
Hunt it, dollar. And then, what's the temp out right now? 30? 25. I was close. And no precip. So
you
could go up on the balcony at Heads and Tails if you've got $100 tonight.
Yeah, right.
Or a credit card.
$100 and a nice mask.
Yeah.
A little time to kill.
Bottomless champagne. Okay, John, we talked about your, and you can check up the comments here, buddy, if you're still with us. We were talking about your post, what should we drop here in Idaho Falls? Okay. So this shot that I'm doing.
Yeah, why don't you finish that before people think poorly of you?
Maybe this will be the ongoing bit through the night. So Brian Johnson, I was telling my friend at Timeless Tap House today, he's like,
right.
Is that the guy that did the blood transfusion from his son? And the answer is yes.
Okay, right, yes.
And he got a raft of shit for it.
Mm-hmm. Which is so dumb.
As you can imagine.
Because like his son was fine.
Right.
His son's a grown man.
His son, wanted to do it. Yeah,
it wasn't a big deal.
It was in the name of something, but
yeah,
it's not a good look, right?
I guess.
A millionaire.
Stealing your son's youth.
To steal the blood of the innocents.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And he actually admitted it like, yeah, it was a dumbass move.
I mean, at the very least, don't tell anyone.
Right.
Yeah. Right? If you're going to be a billionaire or a millionaire doing shady shit, keep it under wraps.
Ugh.
You know, I know that that's not something that a lot of politicians can do, apparently. But, you know.
Gotta tell everybody about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so this shot. I've been collecting this information for years and cross-referencing it and indexing it and hearing it again and again from different angles about different things. But basically, what the old people swear by and wish they would have done sooner is a tablespoon of ACV, apple cider vinegar, every day.
Right.
And then other
which I love the flavor of
have extolled upon the virtues of the Mediterranean diet.
Mm-hmm.
And I've even heard to the extent that, no, it's not enough to just use extra virgin olive oil in all of your dishes. You have to take extra on purpose.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I've heard that.
That just seems like you're going to be real oily then.
Uh-huh. And it's all anecdotal evidence. Mm-hmm. It's all just, you know, things people swear by.
Right, right.
But we know there's a little wisdom in the, the two Dougs, what's up? Gillespie and Layton.
Oh, nice. Hey, guys.
Doug Gillespie and Doug Layton over in Douglas, Wyoming. Okay. No party tonight.
That's sorry, okay. Sorry, bro.
Make sure you come to Idaho Falls and hit up a vape shop and get some of those gummies. Try them out and be our guinea pig.
See what right? you think. Anyway, with this shot thing.
Yeah. And then, like I told you earlier this year, I think we talked about it on the show, like, there was a guy who was interviewed and he was asked, if you could do just one thing for your health or tell somebody to do one thing for their health for the rest of their lives once a day, what would it be? Oh, you know, you got to take some sea salt and you got to put a pinch of that in an 8-ounce glass of water every morning, because then you're getting in touch with Mother Earth because of the trace minerals and blah, 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 and keeps you hydrated and stuff. I don't know.
That sounds a little hippy-dippy.
I can't explain it, but I know he explained it really well. It does sound a little hippy-dippy, doesn't it?
Just a scotiums.
And he recommended Baja Gold Salt. He's like, it's the
best. It is really good salt.
First of all, it's really good salt.
Yeah. Like, I just like it for like a little, like if you just need a little salty snack.
You want to power up your nachos, man? You'll die.
Yeah.
I thought all salt was the same. It's not. There's finishing salt. There's flake salt. There's Himalayan sea.
That's true.
There's this stuff. Anyway.
Right.
There's the salt you get on this show. So, obvious. Oh, and then one other thing, a tablespoon. It was all tablespoons, except for the salt. Salt's just a pinch.
Yeah.
Tablespoon of local honey, apparently, will help with, like, allergies, which I don't have.
Yeah.
Hardly ever.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
But yeah, it's supposed to, like, you know, make it so that the pollen doesn't bother you as much and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess it's supposed to prevent a lot of extra snacking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, Doug Gillespie. I said Gillespie.
Oh, you suck.
Hard G. Doug Gillespie goes hard. That's how we'll remember that.
Good job correcting him.
Okay. So is it all coming together in your mind now?
Yes.
I even have a measuring cup that I got. And then I got another one because this, by the way, if you make a measuring cup, back and paint the things on the cup.
Right, right.
Etch them on.
Yeah. Yeah, that one that you bought that lasted, what, like 3 whole weeks before the paint all came off of it?
Winco.
Freaking Winco.
I love Winco.
Usually you do great, Winco. Where, like, you screwed up, man. What happened?
Well, there's no Bed Bath and Beyond and Body Works and bullshit anymore.
That's true. So, that's true. yeah, now instead it's a Burlington.
We do... Body Works is still there. Beyond is not, though, right?
Yes, yeah.
Beyond Bath is Burlington.
And Body Works is still there. And so they're the ones that did the pickle candle.
That's right.
Yeah.
The Brad.
Yes.
Got us.
Oh, I love that thing. I think it's great.
This segment is brought to you by the hard G and the letter B. Oh, Doug says we look like Gillespie says we look like salt and pepper.
Oh,
Because of the cocktail. Yes.
I like that.
Okay.
That's fun.
So that's the cocktail, Carly.
Yes.
Is the olive oil, extra virgin olive oil, ACV, and the pinch of salt and the tablespoon of Cox's honey.
Mm-hmm. Do you put any cayenne pepper in there?
No offense, Browning, but Cox's is funnier.
It is funnier.
I like to put Cox's in my mouth.
Anyway, but yeah, do you put a little cayenne pepper in there?
Well, Carly, I'm glad you asked. Because I've heard that's good too.
Yeah.
And maybe some lemon.
Yeah.
So could I, we could ask the chatties.
Could you create like the ultimate health shot?
Once a month, create, a 5-gallon jug of, I mean, not really, what's it going to be? Yeah, I don't know, but a sport bottle of this stuff that I shake up, you know, shake up the Cox's just like this. You know, squirt it in.
You are so going to get us banned. I hope you know that.
It's fine. That's my health shot this year. Mm-hmm. Cox's and pickles. Yes. Hey, Becca Ann. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Okay. But anyway, okay. I like that. I think that's a good way of doing it.
Took way too long. I'm sorry. You have the floor now.
No, you're good. I don't think I'm going to do any New Year's resolutions this year. I always forget them. I don't stick to them. I got better things to do. My life is always changing. You know, it just seems like setting myself up for failure a little.
Yeah. I'm torn. I'm torn between being purposeful and not.
Yeah.
Because not, you get to enjoy life.
Yeah, right.
But being purposeful is like hard and like, I'm purposeful about lots of things in my life. Right. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty purposeful.
Your real estate transaction, I go hard.
Right.
Hard G. I go as hard as the G at the beginning of Doug Gillespie's last name. Last good name.
Jeez.
Like Gary Gnu. Remember him? No Gnus is good Gnus.
That's funny.
What show was that?
No idea. Couldn't tell you.
Yeah. Anyway. But I know that feel that you describe.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and also, okay, you were kind of talking about how right now is kind of a godless, lawless time. And I definitely have been leaning into that a little. So I think I was dealing with a lot of burnout this last little bit, especially this last year. And I finally was able to take a minute and take a step back and, sort of scrape a few things off of my plate and into the garbage. And it was really nice.
That is sort of a cleansing feeling, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's sort of weird because I'm finally feeling like I'm starting to recover from that burnout a little, which I've never been able to do before.
Okay.
And it's
on to the next burnout.
Right. Exactly. And so it's kind of nice to finally like have a second to myself. And that's why I don't really want to like pile any more goals on. You know, I'm fighting for my life here. I don't need to make it harder.
You want to just breathe for a minute.
Yeah.
I love that. And you absolutely have permission to. I saw some damn meme and I don't know why they keep. Oh, it was from Ben, my lunch friend.
Right.
Let's bring it up. He'll. So great. You know, I remember one of my favorite expressions is you don't have to know the answer. You just have to know where to find it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fair.
And this was told to me by a teacher before cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
Ben said, philosophical bullshit break number 137, end of year reminder that you're probably doing better than you think. Remember that we're somewhat at the mercy of a brain wired to exaggerate danger, trivialize our progress, and treat tension like truth.
I mean, yeah, good point.
Take a beat, huh? We can always go back to feeling shitty again tomorrow.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a great reminder.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I try to stay
pretty. I'm glad you're getting that.
Yeah, I try to stay pretty positive too. You know, so even with all of the burnout and stuff, I feel like I didn't really allow myself to feel it very much. You know, and so it's sort of nice to, I don't know, recognize and accept that that's totally what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough sometimes, you know, because we all want to be baddies.
Right.
We all want to be strong.
Well, and also you've got that whole phrase of like, oh, I can do anything for X amount of time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's a really good way to push yourself. But also, if you keep doing that, then eventually you can't do it anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes there has to be a light at the end of the tunnel.
Right. Right.
I think celebrating some small successes is good.
Yeah, but I am kind of thinking of going back to school this year.
Really?
I know.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I think I'm going to go into, I think I'm going to try to become a school psychologist.
Oh.
Yeah. So basically you give tests to kids at schools and like assess them for like ADHD and stuff like that. And then you let their parents know what you find out.
I think they'd be lucky to have you. I really
That's
do.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. It just seems like it'd be a good, helpful position that, you know, it seems like it would fall under a lot of my talents, for lack of a better word.
It'd be a good fit.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good fit. Plus, I like kids. I think kids are funny.
You do.
Yeah.
You freaking love them.
Yeah. Even the naughty ones. I think those ones are sometimes my favorite because they're, they're the most entertaining out of them.
Oh, that's why you like me.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but you're one of the best problem solvers I know. And you are one of the most amazing nurturers I know. You have this amazing ability to...
That's really sweet.
Well, you need to like have your own menagerie or whatever.
That's true. I do love... Is. I love having a critter. I've never not had pets, you know? And so, yeah, it's weird for me not to have something to pour all of my love into. Yeah.
I just saw when I was showing... when I was looking up that quote...
I was wondering what was going on.
Well, I then saw that there's us
uh-huh.
a couple of minutes ago on Facebook Live.
Right.
And then I then saw somebody that I don't follow, but I have in my search window
mm-hmm.
that I like to peek in on and make fun of.
That's so mean.
And so I'm sitting here during a live episode going, usually when I see this, I would peek in and make fun of. But
that kind of makes you a bad person, Mike.
Oh, no. It's
just kidding.
Okay. It's exactly what I thought it was. Yeah. Okay. It's one of those businesses that has no freaking idea what they're doing.
Oh yeah. I think I know who it is
because the guy we've talked about him before,
mm-hmm.
the guy running it is a stumbling, bumbling, lumbering, blundering, slithering, slathering, babbling, blabbering, blubbering idiot, Carl. My God, where did that come from?
Wow. Tell us how you really feel.
I think the Red Bull. I think it just shot through my veins right at that very moment.
Right.
And so I do. In fact, in episode 126, we're going to play a couple of things that, I don't know. You know how earlier this year we talked about how sometimes you become friends with people because of your mutual dislikes.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I do kind of love those kind of people.
And if you're like that,
yeah,
you'll love this show.
And you know what? I was mostly teasing you when I was like, oh, that makes you a bad person. Because you know what? Everyone has people that rub them the wrong way.
Right.
And it's okay. So long as you can be civil to them and not be a total POS to their face, you know, you're allowed to have those other feelings mm-hmm. that might not be as kind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, because and here's what's funny is neither of the two videos that we'll play next episode, I came up in my feed.
Mm-hmm.
They came up in my snarky friend's feed.
I love that.
And then they sent them directly to me.
See, I love that though. That's a good friend.
Right.
Like friends you can bitch with together.
Yeah.
Like those are the ones that are your ride or dies.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah, thankfully, I don't have too many people in my life that I, like, you know, overtly hate.
I've got a healthy handful.
Yeah.
And as of the Christmas Miracle episode, a couple of them have dropped off, so I need a couple more.
There we go. True.
I'm looking for a couple of new ones to fill up this hand.
You can have a couple of mine.
All right.
Although, I think that you already kind of do. So,
I've got a decent selection.
Yeah. I mean, we've definitely talked a little shit here and there.
Just enough to keep me busy.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, also, I don't know. Those people just exhaust the hell out of me. And especially because I'm working so hard to recover from burnout. I just I don't have any energy for you people anymore. You know?
Mama can't be tested right now.
No. Here's the thing. I just want to be sweet and soft.
Mm-hmm.
I want to sit in my nice dark room and watch my shows and hang out with my pets and not be bothered.
Yeah.
I'm the Grinch. I've become the Grinch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm okay with that.
Who didn't hate Christmas, just hated people.
Yeah. And he's right.
Which is fair.
He's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
I love it. Oh, the third event that we promoted that's also going on tonight. And that's why we're doing it early. Uh-huh. A, so we can have our own New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And B, to tee you up for these events that you can still get to. Yeah. You can still get to.
That's true.
And in fact, you can wait till we're done in 25 minutes, mm-hmm. then take a shower, get ready, get dressed, drive to the thing, and still, you know,
be there before midnight.
Have that magical kiss somebody on the face holes before midnight.
Wow. On the face hole, you say.
Or the other holes.
Jeez Louise.
So, where was I?
Have you been reading some of this?
Oh, yes. Let's get to this.
Sorry.
No, I'm so glad you remind. No, because I can't see past the iPad here. So good. I'm so glad you brought this up because the third event is the Between the Covers. And they had a couple of hilarious ways to promote it. It's the quietest New Year's Eve party in East Idaho.
Right.
And what else did they say? It's like no small talk required.
Oh, yeah. It was like come on over for smut and snacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I think is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, honestly.
So did you finish Seduced by the Swamp Creature?
I read the whole thing.
Okay.
It actually didn't take me that long. It's pretty thin, as you can see. Mm-hmm. But I did decide to mark a couple of parts here.
I see that you've marked it up.
Yeah, the purple ones are grammatical errors that I found interesting.
Okay.
And then the pink ones are lines that I thought were funny or that I wanted to tell you about.
Oh, great.
Now, first of all, this is Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
This is Beauty and the Beast if it took place in a bayou.
Is there a West Wing?
No West Wing,
a forbidden place that she ought not
catch. No, the Beast in this is just like a super nice guy.
Okay. Oh.
He's just fugly.
Okay. All right.
But
well, and scaly and slimy.
Right.
Smells a little fishy.
Probably. I imagine. But she is able to look past that because of his other attributes.
What other attributes?
I think you know exactly what other attributes.
Other than his swampy
Swinging.
Swinging swampy.
Yeah, and he doesn't wear pants, apparently, in this. Like, he's just freeballing it the whole time.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how she describes him, which I think is hilarious.
The guys in Naked Attraction when they bounce off the stage.
Exactly. But yeah, there's
something for you to do tonight if you got HBO Max, kids.
Oh, that is such a fun show. I mean, like, okay.
By kids, I mean over adults. The age of 18.
Adults. Yeah.
Yeah,
but it is a really funny show, and I do have a great time watching it, mostly because I kind of like to, like, I don't know, it sort of gives you insight into the wide variety of humans, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, there's lots of folks out there.
And it I mean, you know, I was just a child of the 80s, and you had Nick at Night. We both know the Different mm-hmm. Strokes theme.
Oh, right, yeah.
Different Strokes. Mm-hmm. To turn the world, to spin the world, to rule the world. Everybody wants to rule. Different Strokes in the world. What word does go there in the Different Strokes theme?
I don't remember.
Okay, so dish.
Okay, so there were a couple of, like, okay, some of the things were just a little dumb. Like, okay, this line, I easily navigated the swamp turns with ease. Like, girl, come on. You didn't do any proofreading.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just little stuff like that.
But, and of course, that's going to bug the shit.
Yes.
The swamp shit out of you.
Yeah, I will say, I was, so I thought that there would be more because of how many were in at the very beginning. It actually did get better. The writing seemed to flow a little easier.
Okay.
You know, maybe I kind of wonder if she like sat down and wrote this all in one sesh or something, or like maybe two or three very close together sessions. And so as she sort of practiced, it got a little bit better.
Now, when you say she, let's bring to your attention, in case you missed it, the author of this book, I imagine, is using a pen name.
I would hope so.
With a name like, either that or she got teased a lot
in
high school. Ivana Schloppycock.
Yeah. I mean, either that or she went out and found a husband just for the jokes, for the lols. Like, maybe he looks like a swamp creature. Yeah. Matter of fact, the foreword in this is, for John, I feel like I don't need to explain why. So maybe Mr. Schloppycock is someone that she met and fell in love with because of his name. But, you know, she found other attributes that she also appreciated.
Right.
Sorry. Jesus. So sorry. No, you're fine. It's, yeah. But yeah, there were just a couple of funny lines in here too, and I so need to find one of the better ones.
But when you say she.
Yes.
Can you tell me, like, did you sense that it was written by a woman, or were there some moments in there? You know how they make fun of guys that write for women?
Yes.
Or that write women?
Yeah, her boobs boobed boobily.
Yeah, she breasted boobily down the stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I do have a feeling that this is a woman who wrote it, okay. Or at the very least, somebody who's interested in men.
Okay.
Oh, I did like this line. Does it count as manhood if he isn't technically a man? The main character muses to herself, basically. Asking,
as she's taking it?
Yep.
As she's getting it?
Yeah, basically.
Hmm.
Yeah. Which I thought was kind of funny.
Great question.
But also, I see
that ChatGPT would say, that's a great question.
I think that's one reason why I do think that it was written by a woman, because she really captures the wandering mind.
Yes.
That sometimes gals have in the middle of stuff.
Yes.
You know?
Staring at the ceiling and thinking about.
Yeah.
Do I need to paint this a different color?
Yeah, right, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was kind of a funny little bit.
Just so you know, ladies, in case you don't, dudes do that too.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like they're always portrayed in media as much more locked in.
I need to use a 6 3/8 inch for that project.
You know, I kind of get that, though, because there are lots of times when, like, I'll be cooking dinner or, like, working with my hands, doing something that's physical and somewhat mindless, only to catch my mind wandering to a problem that I'm trying to solve.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
know?
Right.
Yeah. And so for some folks, if, you know, that's the case when they're between the covers,
mm-hmm.
It could be a good problem-solving time for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what else we got in here?
Let's see here.
I mean, it looks like you had a lot marked.
Yeah, I have a few. I kind of marked them. I was pretty liberal with the marking, you know, because I figured then I could kind of go through and, like, get rid of some. But let's see here.
I mean, you could just read them all.
I can't read that one.
Sure you can.
No, you can't.
What?
We would get banned so fast.
Can you?
Although I do think that it would be really funny.
YouTube language over it? Can you, like, translate it into YouTubes?
I don't think you can with that one. I think you'd lose too much context. Yeah.
Wait,
what was the other thing?
Can you, what's the thing? Can you Mad Libs it for us?
I could try.
She put his blank in her blank.
Okay. I leaned forward to kiss him before pulling my soaking clothing to the side and slowly lowering myself onto him.
Oh, that's fine.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it wasn't that bad.
But I remember, you know. In the year 2000.
But it's just, you know. All these it's just a ridiculous concept. Like, to Smut
yeah.
is weird if you think about it.
Uh-huh.
You know? It's funny, though.
I'm trying to remember the female rapper. It wasn't Missy Elliott. It was somebody, or maybe it was somebody else. But I was like, I was cranking up the radio.
Uh-huh.
And I was basically thinking, these are instructions.
Yeah.
For sex.
Mm-hmm. There are a couple out there like that.
Like, yeah, she's stating explicitly. And that was before September 11th and Nipplegate sort of made us a more conservative country.
Right, that's fair.
Yeah.
Did I already tell you this one?
Hmm.
Even with such a quick glance, it was apparent just how male he was. The male is italicized to emphasize it. Let's see here.
Deliver that mail. Speedy delivery.
Okay.
Mail time! Okay. Here's the mail, it never fails.
This part is a little, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to Mad Libs it a little for you.
Okay.
Gillespie's
loving this, by the way.
Okay, good. I love this. You know what? I really do think, Mike, that this would be a hilarious and great audiobook for you and I to voice.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be just a blast and a half.
Yeah, yeah. I could be the swamp preacher.
Yes. Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you'd be good for it.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a Gaston ish character that you could play. You'd have to do two different voices.
Trying to compete for the attention.
Yes.
The affection.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because, like, basically at the beginning of the book, she's going on a date with, his name is Dylan. He's like, he becomes
Spoilers,
the main antagonist.
Carly.
It's fine. It's an hour read if you're quick. Anyway, but yeah, so she is going on a date with this guy and he's just kind of like a little obtuse. Like, he clearly isn't picking up everything she's putting down, you know, because she's down to clown. Like, she's ready to just, you know, get to it. And he's, like, worried about fishing, and he gets all butt hurt because she catches more fish than him.
I know. Was he in the swamp fishing?
Yeah, they're in the swamp fishing for catfish.
Oh.
Because they live on the bayou.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, there was another funny line, and I wonder if I can find it. I wonder if
Did he catch anything?
No, he didn't, and he got all shitty about it. That's the problem. But yeah.
What about those? What do you call those? I'm trying to think. They're the ones with the. They're not alligators, but they're the real. I think they're an invasive species.
Oh, is it the little guys?
Scary
the,
damn fish looking things.
I swear they were.
The what?
Caiman?
No. No, that like the little baby alligators?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. They're fish. They're literal fish, but they have sort of elongated, yikesy jaws. And it's Texas or barracuda? Louisiana or something somewhere. No.
No, it's not a barracuda?
Next time we do a show, barracuda. I don't know. I don't mind leaving open-ended questions like this on live episodes.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Because will we really go Google this in 15 minutes? I think not.
Yeah, that's
we're going to be opening true. A can of something.
Yeah, and we're going to be watching some Stranger Things.
Mm.
Yeah, I need to go back and rewatch the last few episodes because I totally fell asleep during them because I was a CBCB girl after all the Christmas joy.
We'll have a marathon.
Yeah. Anyway, Kay, let me read this one to you.
Not piranha, Doug, but thank you. I want to say Aguilar or Aguilar or...
Angler?
Mm.
But those are the ones with the little light that are deep in the ocean.
All right, let's see if we can do this here.
Okay, you look it up while I read this, okay?
What's the fish in the American South that has an elongated jaw and really sharp teeth and looks really scary?
You're probably thinking of the alligator gar.
The alligator gar.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's
okay.
It.
Fair enough.
Okay, I'll bring it up. You keep reading there.
Okay. A tail similar to a gator's hung down to the ground. I couldn't help but gulp when I caught a glimpse of his huge monster dangling there like a snack waiting to be tasted. I busted out laughing when I read that line. I was so glad that I was alone reading this because there were so many just kind of like ridiculous moments that were just too hilarious and fun not to totally laugh at.
A snack waiting to be tasted.
Mm-hmm. And then I think there's another part where she says that her dad is...
Like those seaweed snacks?
Like a seaweed... I do love those seaweed snacks. Those things are so good.
So look at this bad boy. Can I...
Oh, yeah. Those things are terrifying.
Right?
Yeah, that thing is scary.
To know that that's a fish... And look, man, I was at one time a certified scuba diver.
Mm-hmm.
And, sometimes you do get a little... Anybody who's ever seen the Jaws poster and knows that they're at an 80-foot depth and it's 250 feet down gets that feeling.
Yeah, that would be hard.
Like, what's coming up right for my junk?
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah, you can't see everything around you.
And so to know that those bad boys exist, are you freaking kidding me?
Right, right.
So yeah, if she sees his little snack dangling... And something else chomps on it.
Well, and basically how the two meet is that she accidentally floats into part of the bayou that is sort of territory of a gator that they call Big Bubba.
Okay, it's the West Wing. That's
apparently been known. Actually, yeah, maybe that is the version of the West Wing in this. But yeah, basically, the gator tries to eat her, but Gil saves her. Oh, by the way, Swamp Guy, his name's Gil, which is hilarious.
So much going on here, like Doug so Gillespie.
I love it. I think that's great.
hang on. First of all, hi Dominique.
Oh no,
she's going to think usual
that we're just the worst people.
Near I'm the so end of the sorry. Show party here. So you're a little late, but yeah,
we're reading some excerpts from Seduced by the Swamp Creature. Thank you for joining us.
And just so you know, if you start this show, this live show in the replay, if you start it at 11:15 tonight, you will have full frontal nudity at midnight. Just so you know. So there's that. But what? No?
No.
Okay. Doug says, alligator gar. Hard G's are bad mofos.
Agreed. Yes.
No dangling going on over here? And Bruce. Okay. Good times. Doug, you need to be on every live show. You've got
he's got the jokes.
You've got the quick, witty, pithy Yeah, you've got the pith.
Yeah.
You're pithing us off. No. All right, anything else?
There was another line that I found kind of funny. I walked to the fridge and pulled out a cold beer for Daddy. He's always grumpier when he's sober. So, kind of funny. Her actual dad.
Her, okay.
Yeah. This is as she's leaving the house, dressed in kind of a skimpy outfit. And he's like, where do you think you're going? She's like, here, Dad, have a beer. I'm going to go on a date.
Yeah, no, keeping the alcoholic placated is very important. Remember that on New Year's Eve, friends.
It is. That's
I know
true.
A lot of people are going to tell you, don't give him alcohol. Sometimes.
Yeah, don't be an enabler.
Sometimes you got to.
Yeah.
And remember that alcohol. Here's a quick PSA that you're not going to hear anywhere else. Remember that alcohol, like benzos and maybe a couple other things, are one of those things where if you get off of them, I mean, you kind of got to have a little bit of a problem if this is happening to you, but where you get off of them could kill you.
Yeah.
If you're not careful. Stopping doing the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could be. So, you know, if a raging alcoholic says, man, I really need a shot, and they're cold and sweaty and shaking and shitty, maybe get them a shot.
Maybe.
Or two. And then come up with a plan. Say, this is what you say to him, because a lot of people are making new resolutions tonight. So someone might actually use this info, and if I can help save a life, I absolutely will. Say something like, I can get that for you. In fact, I can go and get you a whole handle.
Well, yeah, but also you don't want to.
But we need to come up with a plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it would be bad if something did happen to them after that, because then I think people would feel responsible. Let's leave the healthcare to the professionals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
And for the sake of liability.
And yeah, you're right, Carl. You absolutely are. And thank you for being the voice of reason. And I'm just saying, sometimes some things, that included, are not always, sometimes they're counterintuitive.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. But yeah, I did also notice that she swapped from past tense to present tense a couple of times, which drove me a little nuts too.
Ivana.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, overall, it was a very fun little read, and I did appreciate the humor in it.
It sounds like a fun read.
It was, I think.
And I'm sorry, we've sidebarred a little bit as comments come in and as thoughts have come to me.
Right.
So I want to interrupt, but I want to get back to that book in just a second.
It's okay.
I want to interrupt with Maddie Danger released a PSA tonight. She's cruising around, probably in her Firebird.
Probably.
And she's sober tonight, so if anybody needs a ride.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, she basically just said, hey, any drinking friends, if you need someone, give me a call.
How cool is that?
That's cool. That's being a good friend. Yeah, that's looking out for your peeps.
Doug Layton says, true Southern daughter. Here, Daddy, I'm going to go make you a grandbaby. Ew.
Oh, no. That's bad. Oh,
I mean, but talking about cross species. Okay, and if she's comparing his fishhood to a tasty snack, my question is, and I hate that I'm asking this, what does it taste like?
There is a descriptor in there.
No.
Yeah.
Other than salty?
No, it's sweet, actually, which I doubt. I how could it? It doesn't make sense. He's a fish. It'd be fishy.
Yeah. It'd be a little briny.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry.
I had a conversation. I did have a conversation with ChatGPT today about honey.
Oh,
because I was talking about the shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, by the way, where does honey come from? Can you explain it to me again? Because we all know bees, flowers. Yeah. But yeah, like, okay, so plants, so bees get the nectar,
right?
The pollen, right?
Mm-hmm.
The nectar from the plants, and that's already sugar by the time the bees get it. They partially digest it, vomit it back up, and there's your honey. So I'm like, okay, well, how does a plant uses photosynthesis to combine water, oxygen, and sunlight, right? So where does the sugar come from?
Well, the ground, right?
Where does the sugar come from? I mean,
isn't it nutrients in the dirt?
The dirt? I don't know. How do plants do it? But then I had a derp moment where I realized, oh yeah, all sugar comes from plants, right?
Mm.
Sugar cane, sugar beets. It's all
that's true.
Plant. It's
plant based. Yeah.
I never thought of sugar as a plant, but here we are. I mean, I guess you know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm a dumbass. Sometimes I don't put. one and one together.
Yeah, that's, I mean, how can you? It's a lot. The world is a very complicated place.
So how can a fish stick, Kanye, taste sweet?
I think you'd have to ask Ivana that. Because I don't know.
Oh, real quick. We promised we'd have some dignitaries on. Now, a couple things I wanted to mention. Just a couple things. Mm-hmm. Remember, the city of Ammon's got the Ammon Inferno, the icy inferno happening.
Yes, right.
So drop your Christmas tree off there. No artificial trees. Plants only.
Right.
Sugar-producing plants only. And the city of Idaho Falls has a bunch of drop-off locations, too. So we have... apparently, we don't have any celebrities who are going to visit the IFAF live show tonight, Carly.
Yeah, no, just us.
But what we do have are celebrity impersonators.
Yeah, some fakes.
How about that? And they're not actually visiting the show, but they did send us these clips. Here's the first one. Now, this person's name, I can't figure out who they're impersonating. Maybe you can, listening at home. They say their name is Frank... Ander Beans? Frank Ander Beans. I don't know. Let's check this out.
I'm not saying that. Bunch of weirdos.
Oh. They gave him a line to say, but he wouldn't say it.
I wonder who could be giving him lines. Interesting.
I don't know. But apparently we have, and this person apparently is pretty good. She impersonates outgoing Idaho Falls mayor, like, is this her last night as mayor? No, because she's got at least until the inauguration. Do we do that for mayors? I don't know.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know how that works.
Till you swear in? Oh, good question. We don't know a lot about local politics. Let's find out.
I don't know. I really don't. And I don't feel too bad about it either.
Yeah.
What does it matter?
No, I think they do have to get sworn in, though.
What's going to happen in the next week or two?
Yeah.
Anyway, somebody who's really good at impersonating outgoing Idaho Falls mayor, Rebecca Casper, after 12 years. Here we go.
Hey, IFAF. Thanks for all your support. I love you two wacky shitbirds more than I love the new water tower. Happy New Year, Ungovernables, and have fun now.
Okay. And just for the sake of...
What did she call us?
And just for the sake of liability, that's all AI.
They're both AI.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a fake.
I admit.
We were dinking around. But I think it's kind of,
it's scary, right?
Well, and also it is kind of crazy scary to see how different those videos look from ones that you made even 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Where like the mouths actually line up with the words and stuff and they have more human movements. It's a little creepy. So I don't know. It freaks me out a little knowing how quickly technology is moving.
One other topic we will hit pretty quickly on episode 126 is... We've complained and bitched a little bit about the Instagram translations.
Right.
And now they've at least gotten better.
Yeah. Yeah. Like now they'll actually have two distinct voices for two distinct people.
And
that's kind of neat.
Carly called this. I didn't catch it. Carly caught it before me. But she noticed that they also move the lips too.
Right. They've started syncing those up with the words.
Hindi. Or Portuguese.
I mostly noticed it because my mouth looks really, really weird in those.
They have a resting look.
Yeah.
Where it goes kind of like
a...
this. It's the same problem you had when we did our IFAFAI.
Yes, it's true. Yeah.
Why does it make me look like I've got some dental surgery going on?
Something. Like my lips kind of tucked into my teeth or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just looked weird. I don't know what the problem was. Yeah. Oh, well.
All right. Well... Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, you filthy animals.
It's a shame that the Idaho potato drop lost to the pierogi drop in Whiting, Indiana, but maybe next year.
Maybe next year. And I do kind of want to go get some pierogies and try those out.
Hell
yeah. Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's try some pierogies and gnocchis and see which one we are. Italian?
I love
Or gnocchi. Eastern European?
I love gnocchi, especially because it's just potatoes.
Yeah.
It's potato dough. I mean, really, what's like the more, like that's the most Idahoan Italian dish I can think of.
All right. I've been waiting 59 minutes to say this. See you next year.